WHCL, Clinton, New York. Also a Dan Levinson group that was recorded last year, that was issued last year. The album is Four on the Floor. That was Dan Levinson's Palomar Quartet, Silhouette in the Moonlight, 2008. I don't have a personnel list for you, but Dan is the reed man on there. He's the amazing clarinetist, and there's an obvious homage to the Benny Goodman Quartet in there. It's lovely sounding, lovely music. And this man is all over the place. Please check out his website, and you'll find him playing somewhere near you, because he goes everywhere. He's just omnipresent, almost. Anyway, and that's a compliment, by the way. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm in one place all the time. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Here's Mamie Smith and her Jazz Hounds from 1921. Very crunchy 78, well-loved, you might say. The Jazzbo Ball.
Yeah.
That's another record I have of the 78, but I got to say, the reissue sounds better than the 78 I had, so I thought I'd play that. That was Eddie Frazier and his Plantation Orchestra, recorded on the Sunset label in California. Everything is Hotsy Totsy Now, 1925. Great, great band. Yes. Before that, another marvelous group, the Cotton Pickers. Well, basically a lot of people from the original Memphis Five and other ones, and I think, I'm not sure, Trumbauer might even be in there, although I'm not going to bet money on that, but it was, a personnel list would be helpful, but it's not here. But the usual group of guys, and boy, they always sound good. Prince of Wales, 1924, beginning with Mamie Smith's Jazz Hounds, 1921, Jazz Bow Ball, and that's off the OK, but OK is a very strong term considering the condition of that, but you don't really find a lot of Mamie Smith records in great shape because they were well loved by their owners and their one steel needle. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and yes, we're it's fun stuff, not categorizable as I like to remain non-categorizable myself, although I've been called a few things in my time. Here's Helen Morgan in 1934, and she's singing about home. She said it's home. I guess it is home.
One you never me white as cotton ball. God's children, I'm willing. Roll, Jordan, roll. I water, I can see you climbing over that wall. I water, I ought to know just why you call. You're singing and bringing music to my soul. Uprise me, baptize me, roll, Jordan, roll.
All Panda Panda Panda, we have.
Yes, that got cut off, but there was some applause after that, I imagine. That was Fats Waller and the Rhythm doing a live performance, and he sounded like he was a little more live than usual, if you know what I mean. And, he enjoyed himself. What can you do? Pen Up in a Penthouse, 1939. Yeah, and that's where you go in case of high water. That was George Dewey Washington with High Water in 1929. I love that guy. I don't know what it, well, he made like a handful of records, but it's just crazy. He's got such a big theater guy, but did make like a few records. So George Dewey Washington from Columbia 78. Before that, Helen Morgan, It's Home, 1934. And home is great. It's where I like to stay when I'm not doing this. Although I don't mind traveling a little bit. It's always fun. But home is where I usually wind up. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm heading toward the reclusion. This is WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And you are listening to radio, which is Radiola. And if you're listening to radio, you're listening to Radiola right now. And a listener just called to say this is the best show on the air, and I have to say thank you. I appreciate that, and take that, Hank Brown. unless Hank is listening, in which case, hire me. Speaking of radio, it isn't the best. There's other good shows too. You got to listen to Mark Fuller next week. He comes on at 6 p.m. He's on for 2 hours, playing the best of old country from 50s, 60s, and 70s. Yeah, he's on with Retro Country right at next Friday. Tune in early, listen late. Because I'm on till 10 from 8 o'clock. Mark is on till 8. And after that comes in the Gray Fox, and he's going to be here for the rest of the summer on Friday night. So some people will find it's different from what I play, but you may like it, and I hope you do. So here's Duke Ellington, and this describes me tonight, Chatterbox. We'll be right back.
Fu Manchu, why don't you behave? Kicking that Chinese gong around. Fu Manchu, why can't you behave? You're a temperamental Oriental, far from gentleman. You're a mean meandering Mandarin, a loony laundryman. You're giving me nightmares all day long. Go back in your book where you belong. Fu Manchu, why can't you behave?
It all off, a Lombardo ending, in the flesh, from a 1935 Esso broadcast. Guy Lombardo and the guys, the Royal Canadians. Fu Manchu, why can't you behave? I chose that just I'm looking for that song for a long time. I know it's got some issues, but I have to say, well, it refers to the Sax Rohmer character from the those novels, and that's hence go back in your book where you belong. So it's referring to basically a fictional character. So let us leave it at that. Yes, indeed. And there's just and again, it's so easy. And back in those days, you know, there was all that categorization and things going on. And I also find that categorizing people is the only way some people can, you know, either agree with them or disagree with them. So I'm trying to sit on a very spiky fence here. Before that, the original Yellow Jackets from the Real Kansas City album. It was on Columbia at one point. Swinging at the Chat and Show. So you can begin to see the theme here. 1935, beginning with, that was 37, excuse me. And Duke Ellington, Chatterbox. 1937, and I'll stop being a chatterbox, and I'm Andy Senior. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Here's Freddie Gardner, and, well, you know, might as well go whole hog here. Japanese Sandman. Very short recording by Shep Fields, which some will say is in his favor, although I like it. I like Alexander's Ragtime Band there in 1937 off Bluebird 78. And yes, the rippling, I should have played the rippling rhythm after High Water. That would have made more sense, actually, but I'm not trying to make sense tonight. I'm trying to be incoherent, and I hope I'm succeeding in that task. Shep Fields and the Orchestra, 1937. And before that, Willie the Lion Smith and his Cubs, Harlem Joys, 1935. Beginning with Freddie Gardner, I'd say that was from 36. I have it written down somewhere, but not here. Japanese Sandman. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Freddie Gardner was, you know, the amazing reed man, and just all over, just amazing British. He was roughly contemporaneous to Al Galadoro, and I understand that Al really respected Freddie and was, you know, he really thought he was, he mentioned him. So, and he wouldn't mention him if he didn't respect him, so I'll have to say that. I'm Andy Sr., and I mention a lot of people, and I'm glad to do so, because otherwise, great people will not go recognized if possible. I just I play stuff no one else plays, and I'm glad to do that. This is Radiola, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Here's Fats Waller, whom is played by other people, but you got to play more Fats. My very good friend, the Milkman, from 1935.
My very good friend, the milkman, said that I've been losing too much sleep. He doesn't like the hours I keep. He suggests that you should marry me. Alternative. My very good
thank you. yet a moonbeam on the water cast a spell o'er me. A vision fair I see, again I seem to be back home again in Indiana. And it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamore for me. The new mown hay sends all its fragrance from the fields I used to roam. But when I dream about the moonlight on the wall banks, then I long for my Indiana home.
Was Buck and Bubbles from London again, 1936. Freddie Gardner in there on reeds again. You heard him. Boy, he played a lot of sax. Buck and Bubbles, we played him at the start of the show. We play him toward the end, too. I felt it's a good way to end the show. It's not quite over with that yet, though. Before that was Pat Swaller and his rhythm, My Very Good Friend the Milkman, 1935. And I guess that's what it says when it takes a village to fix up people and such. But that's what you got with Fats. Great stuff. I'm Andy Senior. You've been listening to Radiola for however long you've been listening. I hope it's been the whole 2 hours because it's been a fun show tonight. I'll be back next week at 8. Before me, please check out Mark Fuller and Retro Country. He's on at 6, so that'll be next Friday, and he plays great stuff from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. I play stuff that it was basically targeted to people who are no longer alive, but we get to enjoy it anyway because it's good stuff. And in just a few minutes, you will hear the Gray Fox with Walkabout, and I'm gonna close my mouth so I can stop chattering. And before I leave the studio, you're going to hear Bert Furman's Quintuplets of Swing, and Freddie Gardner's here too. He's everywhere tonight. And this is how I feel. 1937. And I got to do this. Keep going. And it'll keep you going. WHCO, Clinton, New York.